believe him. And place it in God's hand. Amen. That's what he's saying. Oh, put it in God's hand. Oh, my. The Bible's in Hebrews. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Amen. Can I tell you what they were not afraid of? The king's commandment. Amen. There were some that took their children because the king said so. Amen. Well, this is what the king said we had to do. I'm going to tell you what, friend, what does God say? You know what I thought about all of last year, coming into this year? I've heard so much about what everybody else says, but what about what God says? What's God saying? Amen. What is God saying? No doubt they cast him in, and then they made excuses. And this is what they said, Brother Keith. Oh, we didn't have a choice because that's what the king said. Amen. But here's a mother, and praise God, and a daddy that had faith, so much great faith that they're recorded in the hall of faith in Hebrews 11. And thank God, no doubt they were in this thing together, and they were in agreement, praise God. And the man said to his wife, honey, you weave the basket. We're going to pray and believe God. We're going to put it in God's hand. Amen. And that's exactly what they did. She's gone back now to the house. Miriam, I stayed back to see what's going to happen. Can I tell you something? What came to my mind when I read this? As you demonstrate faith in your life, there's somebody watching. Yes, sir. There's somebody watching. There is. Amen. So how we do with God and how we trust God, it makes a difference. Because I promise you it's going to impact that little girl's life because of a mom and daddy that had some faith. I mean, I wonder what she thought. Well, I saw they're placing my baby brother in the river out there. I just don't quite understand that. What's going to happen to him? She stayed back to look, but mama's gone to the house. Daddy's working somewhere, not because they don't care, but because they have faith. Amen. Oh, yes, they're trusting God. They're trusting God. They're trusting him. Boy, I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Yes, sir. I appreciate that. She's placed it in there. Thank God she's put it in there. She's done that. Then she's gone back to the house. And you know what she's going to have to do now? It's already been testified about. She's going to have to demonstrate patience in her life. See, it's one thing to place it in God's hand, and it's another thing to have patience after you do that. Amen. Sometimes God seemingly just does it, friend, just about the time you ask him. But most of the time, friend, we have to demonstrate patience in our lives. Amen. Patience. She's gone back. I don't know what she's doing, but I do believe this. I don't believe she's pacing the floor. I don't believe she's biting her nails to the quick. I don't believe, friend, she's a blaming God. I don't believe any of that. I believe she's just out doing, friend, at the house, whatever it is she does. And she's believing God. She said, Lord, I put him in your hands. And Lord, it's up to you. It's not up to me. Lord, I can't, but praise God, you can. Hey, friend, I believe she trusted God, that God was going to do something. Amen. That's what you never know what God's going to do or who God's going to do it with. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm talking about trusting God. Oh, my, can I say not by coincidence, but by divine providence. There's a great difference. You know what the problem is with most Baptists? They believe in coincidence, but not providence. Amen. But God is a providential God. Amen. God is not trying to catch up. Amen. But he's doing that which pleases him, which he's ordained. Praise God. Oh, my soul. That very day, that very time, shortly after that sometime, guess who's coming to the river? It's not Pharaoh. It's not Pharaoh's soldiers, but it's Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Oh, she's coming down with her maidens. I'm talking about putting it in God's hands now. Oh, here she comes down. All those ladies coming down. And they're walking by the river. And for some reason, Brother Keith, she feels like she needs to go a little farther. Amen. But as she does, somebody spied the basket in the river. Oh, yes. It's got a lid on it. And curiosity's got the best of them. They can't stand it. Amen. If you find something that's covered up, you've just got to uncover it and see what it is. Amen. And this is what she did. She told one of her servants there, one of the maidens, she said, go fetch that basket. Amen. She wades out there, praise God, and picks the basket up. Now, the best I can tell at this point in time, it's quiet. Amen. The baby's not crying. The baby's not kicking. The baby's not screaming. Everything's quiet. I believe he's asleep in there. I believe God's brought comfort. Thank God. Amen. And they come and bring the basket to Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. She's the one that takes the lid off, not the maids. Isn't it right? God had her at the right place at the right time to do the right thing for the glory of God. And she didn't even know God. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to tell you something. We serve a God who's in control, and we need to realize that. She took the basket off of that, the lid off of that basket, and the Bible said then and only then and right then the babe wept. And when that baby began to cry, it did something to her heart. Why is that? Because of that natural instinct in a woman concerning a child. It could not be denied. And when the babe wept, she couldn't help it. She had to get a hold of him. She had to pick him up. She got him out of that basket. She held him close. No doubt she began to rock him, Brother Todd. I pat him a little bit and say, it's going to be all right. And she testified herself and knew it was one of the Hebrews' children. She knew it. Amen. But she said, it's my child now because I found him. That's right. Oh, yeah. See, what looked like death was really life. Why is that? Because she put it in God's hand. That's what it's about. See, sometimes that's easy to say. Sometimes it's hard to do. But I promise you, put it in God's hand. God's been on me this week. Brother Robert, that's the only thing I've thought about this week. Put it in God's hand. Just put it in God's hand. Hey, how big is God's hand? Isaiah said it was so big, he measured out the waters in the hollow of his hand. How big is his hand? Praise God. I tell you what, friend Nehemiah testified in the midst of all that mess he was in. The city was destroyed. Jerusalem was destroyed. He said, let me tell you about the good hand of God that's upon me. I tell you what, Peter said, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. He's a great hand. We trust God's hand. My hands are feeble. They're weak. They're limited. But not God's hand, amen. Not God's hand. Oh, my soul. Praise God. Oh, my. Miriam's overwhelmed. No doubt about that. The baby's crying. You know why he's crying? He's hungry. Amen. And she comes running down there and said, ma'am, if it's all right, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you want me to, I'll go call one of the Hebrew women and they'll nurse the child for you. Isn't that something? You don't think God wasn't in that? You better believe he was. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, friend, not only friend, can you imagine what that's done to this young lady right here who's watched God perform a miracle because the mom and daddy are putting it in God's hand, amen. I tell you what, friend, there's folk watching us today. They want to see somebody who's not afraid to put it into God's hand, amen. Not to live off of what we see, but to live by who we know. Amen. That's faith. Well, she goes calls the mother. Now, I'd be hard pressed to believe that she wasn't hollering and laughing and jumping and acting just like little children do when they're excited. Because children are not afraid to show just how happy they are. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, adults, we ought not be ashamed to show how happy we are. And brother, if we've been saved by the grace of God, it ought to break out every once in a while, just a little bit, because we've only passed from death unto life. Hey, brother, we're going to heaven. We missed hell. Thank God for it. Amen. Oh, yes. Can you imagine when she ran in the door? I don't believe she shut the door behind her. I believe she kicked the door open, hollered, mama, praise God, you got to come and see what God's done. I tell you, I don't believe mama passed out because she couldn't believe what God did. But I do believe she worshiped the Lord because she remembered every prayer they prayed. Thank God, not just for 3 months, but praise God, 9 months prior, when she woke up one day and said, Amram, I tell you, I know I'm a child. There's a baby coming, and we better be praying, amen. Oh, yes. See, God hears and answers prayer. Oh, my. Oh, in his time. Oh, put it in God's hand. Put it in God's hand. Well, I appreciate the Lord, don't you? The mother comes. Hey, man, see, there's great peace in that. You know where the peace is at? Putting it in God's hand. If you don't put it in God's hand, there ain't going to be no peace. Oh, but when there is, thank God for it. You can go to bed at night. Thank God you can go to work the next day. Praise God, you can carry on in the midst of adversity. Thank God you can be like the Savior was in the hinder part of the ship while the disciples were about to lose their mind. He was asleep on the pillow, not because he was not concerned, but praise God, because he knew the outcome. That's right. He knew the outcome. Boy, I appreciate God. Oh, my soul. Comes down there. Boy, it's amazing how that the baby took to the nurse that was going to nurse it. Isn't that amazing? Took him home and praise God kept him there. Didn't have to hide him. Go to the market, praise God. Can you imagine that? Walk down to the market, home that baby, praise God. I'm sure the neighbors said, I don't know how you did that. They said, we put it in God's hand. We didn't throw our children away, praise God. We put them in God's hand, amen. That's what you're going to have to do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my soul. Then when it was time, they brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter. He became known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Do you realize, friend, that probably at least 39 years, 38, he lived in the palace.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
As the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Yes, sir.
Amen. According, friend, to the word of God, he was educated in all the ways of Egypt. He was a mighty man in word and in deed. As a matter of fact, friend, to be honest, friend, he was in line, no doubt, for the throne one day. They were grooming him for all those things. Praise God. He was living like an Egyptian. He was looking like an Egyptian. He was thinking like an Egyptian. But he was not an Egyptian. I believe the prayers continued on. It was a mom and dad that believed God. I'm going to tell you what, friend. And it came one day. He got up one morning and he looked into the mirror, praise God. And you know what he said? I am a Hebrew, praise God. I'm a Hebrew, thank God. I'm going to tell you what, friend, that's what prayer can do when you place it into God's hand, amen. Oh, yeah. The problem is sometimes we won't let go of it. We won't let go of it. It's hard to let go of it. I'm going to be honest. It's hard. It's really hard to let go of it. Oh, but my mind goes back to a young man whose name was David. Amen. The youngest, praise God, of all the brothers. The one that was overlooked. Amen. When Samuel came, he was not even considered. Amen. Oh, my soul. But his daddy came to him one day and said, son, you go and check on your brothers. See how the battle's going. You give them these treats here, these things I prepared. You come back and you tell me about it. And so the young shepherd boy, no doubt a teenage boy, goes down to the battle. He doesn't see a battle raging. But I tell you what he does see. He sees a bunch of grown men that have turned into cowards because they can't put it into God's hand. Who can't believe God and who cannot trust God. Hey, they see complainers and doubters and whiners. They see those who have turned and hid and denied their God while the enemies of this world curse God and everybody that knows God. And David shows up at the right time. Goliath stands there cursing God and said, send me a man to fight because he couldn't find one. Oh, yeah. But God said, that's all right, I got one. He said, I've got one. He said, you want a man to fight? He said, one's on the way. Oh, yeah, one's on the way. You know why his attitude was like it was? Because he learned to believe God. He learned to put it into God's hand. As a young man, he put it into God's hand. That's why he slew a lion, and that's why he slew a bear, and that's why he was not intimidated. Oh, yes. Praise God, David said, I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I'm talking about put it into God's hand, put it into God's hand. And after they tried to discourage him and everything else they did, shame him, whatever, he starts out across the field. Just him and God, and that's enough. Stopped down by the brook. He wasn't just waiting in the creek. Thank God. He's standing in the water looking around. Amen. And they see him bend down five times. And he picks something up. And he holds it in his hand. And he puts it in the bag. You know why? Because he meant business. He meant business. Thank God. Amen. And after all the five stones are collected, he starts out across the field. And the giant sees someone coming. And because the giant sees someone coming, they start out. And then he realizes it's not a man, it's just a boy.
Yeah.
And it made him mad. So he tells him what he's going to do. But David's not intimidated. You know what happens to us a lot of times? Hey, friend, it's not the battle that defeats us. It's the intimidation.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right. Hey, man, for 40 days, they've been defeated because they've been intimidated, not by arrows, but by words. That's why it's important who you listen to. That's why it's important, friend, who you hang around with. That's why it's important who you associate with. Because I'm going to tell you what, friend, there's a lot of people that will tear down your faith, not build up your faith. But I tell you what David did. When he got so close, he reached into the bag and picked a stone. And he slung it. And he got to turning that thing around in the air till it got to whistling in the wind. Amen. And he didn't run from the giant, but he ran toward him. As hard as he could go. As hard as he could go. And I can see the giant as he feels like it's going to be just a few moments here. And I'm going to rip him apart and do exactly what I said. But something happened. You know what David did? David put it into God's hand. How do I know he put it in God's hand? Because he didn't run all the way to the giant and start beating him with a sling. That's not what he did, but he let it go. And the problem is, friend, we won't let it go. And because we won't let it go, we're not putting it into God's hand. And we don't put it into God's hand, we don't see the victory we need to see. But we can trust God. Amen. We can put it into God's hand. Now you explain to me. You explain to me how this is possible outside of God. Do you realize, friend, he turned a stone loose that was going around in circles in a sling? Amen. And when he turned it loose, I believe that's when God took over. I believe God caught hold of the stone that he turned loose and he drove it deep in the forehead of the giant. Hey, if I understand it correctly, the Bible spent time talking about the armor that the giant wore. So don't come and tell me that the giant left his helmet in the house. I don't believe that, friend. I believe he had it on, but God drove it through the brass on his head and sunk it into his forehead. Do you realize a shot like that would send anybody reeling to the ground backwards? But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. The Bible said he fell on his face. You know why? Because God pushed him on his face, just like he did Dagon in the temple. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, friend, you're going to have to put it into God's hand. Hey man, are you willing to put it in God's hand? Here Moses is. Here Moses is. He's 40 years of age. His daddy's still working in hard labor. Mama down there, they ain't got a whole lot, but they're praying they put it in God's hand. Oh my, Moses then takes things in his own hands. And 40 more years pass. Amen. He's keeping sheep. And God comes to him. They said, now it's time to go get my people. And I'm going to tell you what, friend, what looked like certain death became life. What looked like wasn't going to work, thank God was the only thing that was going to work. What looked like it wasn't going to come to pass, did come to pass. And I'm going to tell you what, friend, Moses was one of the greatest men that ever walked in shoe leather. What a great man of God he was. What a great man of God. A man that stood on the side of the mountain that day and said, show me thy glory. Amen. I'm telling you what, friend, it works. But you got to place it in God's hand. And the only way you can do that is to take it out of yours. Amen. The way you can do that is to let it go. Amen. Praise God, no strings attached. Just let it go and walk away saying, praise God, I believe God. Because see, God honors faith. Faith honors God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. I'll tell you what, friend. I don't know where you're at, what you stand in need of, what you're facing. I don't know. I just know where I'm at. And I know, friend, I woke up this week thinking about that scripture. And I thought about what this woman did. How hard to me that must have been. But I believe that God gave some peace that's unexplainable. For her to be able to do what she did and to set it down there. Not because she was not a caring mother. Not because she was not concerned. But because she loved that child. And turned back and went to the house and said something like this, Lord, it's in your hand now. It's in your hand. Child of God, you realize it's in his hand. And he has a hand that cannot fail. These hands sometimes grow weary. I'm surprised as I've gotten older. I just cannot carry what I used to carry. I can't hold what I used to hold. Amen. I struggle with things now that I didn't used to struggle with. And I'm reminded oftentimes daily that some things I just can't do. But I can go back to this word and I look at my Father. Thank God who can do all things and all things well. And you know what he said? Casting all your care upon him. Oh, what happens sometimes, child of God, is the cares of life beat us down. But they don't have to. He said, you just cast your care upon me, for I care for you. Put it in God's hand. Put it in God's hand. Let's stand at our feet, please, this morning. That's all I've got. Well, heads are bowed for just a few moments. Put it in God's hand. I don't know where you might be, or even what you might be. I don't know what you may have faced this week, what you've been carrying, what's been difficult for you, if you've been struggling, if you've had to lay awake at night wondering, what are we going to do? How's it ever going to get done? But I promise you, there's a God in heaven who loves you. And thank God you can trust him. And you can put it into God's hand. Oh, my soul. Lord, help us today. Child of God, you mind him. Folks are praying. You mind the Lord today. You just please mind God. Put it in God's hand. Oh, he cannot fail. He cannot fail. He cannot fail. I'm weak, but he's strong. And if she trusted God, we can trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Just trust him. If you can't see it, just remember, God's already seen it. Trust him. Trust him. Lord, my soul. God, help us. Put it into God's hand.
Father, Lord,